This is the listening section. Task 1. Listen to the conversation carefully and complete the form. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, Tom's Computer Maintenance. How may I help you?
Hello, I seem to have a problem with my computer. It's really inconvenient too, because I've a deadline tomorrow I'm rushing to meet, and suddenly the screen went blank. Blue. A blank blue screen. I don't know if you can do something about it.
Ah, the dreaded blue screen. I think I can do something about it. It's my job after all. There are a few different scenarios, though, that could be going on with your computer. You've tried restarting it, right?
Oh, yes. Nothing.
And it's plugged in, not running on battery?
Yes.
Are you sure? Can you check again?
Okay. Yes, it's plugged in.
Okay. Can you give me a bit more information about what happened?
The screen went blank.
No, I mean, what activity were you doing when the problem occurred? Your computer was on, I presume. You were working, right? What did you do immediately before the blank screen appeared? Were you using the internet?
Oh, yes, I was. Is it a virus?
That seems likely. What antivirus software are you using?
I'm not sure. Oh, how embarrassing.
Never mind. I'll have to come and have a look at your computer.
Okay, that's great.
All right, let's see. What about tomorrow morning about 10?
Oh, no, that won't do, I'm afraid. I've got a very important project on the computer that absolutely must be finished and handed in by 9 a.m. tomorrow. By 10, it's too late, I'm afraid. Can't you come now?
Well, I'm at a job at the moment, and my wife and kids are expecting me home by 8 for dinner.
Can you at least suggest someone else who can work? I know it's Sunday evening, but surely there's somebody. I mean, people have emergencies. I've been calling numbers in the phone book, and you're the only one out of about 12 that even answered.
Just a moment. Don't panic. Where are you located?
I'm in the Morningside area.
Well, you're in luck. I have to pass your area on my way home anyway. Now, I should be finished here by 7:30, so what about around 7:45? Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
What's your address?
14 Branston Crescent, 2F3.
That's B-R-A-N-I-S-T...
Nope, sorry. B-R-A-N-S-T-O-N Crescent.
Oh, all right. And your name?
Sandra Sarenson. That's S-A-R-R-E-N-C-E-N.
And the name on the buzzer?
The same.
All right, I'll be there shortly.
Thanks. Can I ask you how much it's going to cost?
Certainly. My call-out fee is £60, and that covers the first hour's work. And after that, the fee is £40 an hour.
Oh, gosh. That's rather expensive. How long do you think it will take?
If we're lucky, it will be fairly quick. Honestly, though, if it takes much more than half an hour, I'll have to finish it tomorrow morning. But I doubt that will happen.
I hope not. Will you take a cheque, or do you prefer cash?
A cheque is fine.
Okay, so I'll be waiting.
Okay, bye.
Now, listen again.
Hello, Tom's Computer Maintenance. How may I help you?
Hello, I seem to have a problem with my computer. It's really inconvenient too, because I've a deadline tomorrow I'm rushing to meet, and suddenly the screen went blank. Blue. A blank blue screen. I don't know if you can do something about it.
Ah, the dreaded blue screen. I think I can do something about it. It's my job after all. There are a few different scenarios, though, that could be going on with your computer. You've tried restarting it, right?
Oh, yes. Nothing.
And it's plugged in, not running on battery?
Yes.
Are you sure? Can you check again?
Okay. Yes, it's plugged in.
Okay. Can you give me a bit more information about what happened?
The screen went blank.
No, I mean, what activity were you doing when the problem occurred? Your computer was on, I presume. You were working, right? What did you do immediately before the blank screen appeared? Were you using the internet?
Oh, yes, I was. Is it a virus?
That seems likely. What antivirus software are you using?
I'm not sure. Oh, how embarrassing.
Never mind. I'll have to come and have a look at your computer.
Okay, that's great.
All right, let's see. What about tomorrow morning about 10?
Oh, no, that won't do, I'm afraid. I've got a very important project on the computer that absolutely must be finished and handed in by 9 a.m. tomorrow. By 10, it's too late, I'm afraid. Can't you come now?
Well, I'm at a job at the moment, and my wife and kids are expecting me home by 8 for dinner.
Can you at least suggest someone else who can work? I know it's Sunday evening, but surely there's somebody. I mean, people have emergencies. I've been calling numbers in the phone book, and you're the only one out of about 12 that even answered.
Just a moment. Don't panic. Where are you located?
I'm in the Morningside area.
Well, you're in luck. I have to pass your area on my way home anyway. Now, I should be finished here by 7:30, so what about around 7:45? Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
What's your address?
14 Branston Crescent, 2F3.
That's BRANIST.
Nope, sorry. BRANSTON Crescent.
Oh, all right. And your name?
Sandra Sarenson. That's SARRENCEN.
And the name on the buzzer?
The same.
All right, I'll be there shortly.
Thanks. Can I ask you how much it's going to cost?
Certainly. My call-out fee is £60, and that covers the first hour's work. And after that, the fee is £40 an hour.
Oh, gosh. That's rather expensive. How long do you think it will take?
If we're lucky, it will be fairly quick. Honestly, though, if it takes much more than 30 minutes, I'll have to finish it tomorrow morning. But I doubt that will happen.
I hope not. Will you take a cheque, or do you prefer cash?
A cheque is fine.
OK, so I'll be waiting.
OK, bye.
That is the end of task one. Task 2. Listen to the talk and write true or F false to the statements. You will hear the recording twice.
In a speech to the Congress in 1961, the US President Kennedy challenged the nation to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade. After the President's speech, NASA's Apollo program was developed to meet the challenge. On July 16, 1969, the Apollo 11 was launched. The astronauts on board of the spacecraft were Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. On July 20, 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first man on the moon. He was followed by Aldrin 40 minutes later. To walk on the moon's surface, the astronauts needed to wear a spacesuit with a portable life support system. This controlled the oxygen, temperature, and pressure inside the spacesuit. Armstrong and Aldrin spent a total of 2.5 hours on the moon's surface. They performed a variety of experiments and collected soil and rock samples to return to Earth. The American flag was left on the moon's surface as a reminder of the achievement. The crew of Apollo 11 returned to Earth on July the 24th, 1969. They successfully completed their historic mission. It is regarded as one of the greatest human efforts in the history of mankind.
Now, listen again.
In a speech to the Congress in 1961, the US President Kennedy challenged the nation to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade. After the President's speech, NASA's Apollo program was developed to meet the challenge. On July 16, 1969, the Apollo 11 was launched. The astronauts on board of the spacecraft were Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. On July 20, 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first man on the moon. He was followed by Aldrin 40 minutes later. To walk on the moon's surface, the astronauts needed to wear a spacesuit with a portable life support system. This controlled the oxygen, temperature, and pressure inside the spacesuit. Armstrong and Aldrin spent a total of 2.5 hours on the moon's surface. They performed a variety of experiments and collected soil and rock samples to return to Earth. The American flag was left on the moon's surface as a reminder of the achievement. The crew of Apollo 11 returned to Earth on July the 24th, 1969. They successfully completed their historic mission. It is regarded as one of the greatest human efforts in the history of mankind.
That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. You will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. Read the four possible answers and choose the best answer. You will hear each conversation twice.
Number 1.
Why did the class move to a different room?
We couldn't get into our regular classroom. Someone lost the key to it.
What does the man mean? Number 1.
Why did the class move to a different room?
We couldn't get into our regular classroom. Someone lost the key to it.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
I don't think this painting is very good.
It's better than the first one, isn't it?
What does the woman say about the painting? Number 2.
I don't think this painting is very good.
It's better than the first one, isn't it?
What does the woman say about the painting? Number 3.
Was Sally prepared for her presentation? I'm not sure she spent much time working on it.
Trust me, she couldn't have been more prepared.
What does the man say about Sally? Number 3.
Was Sally prepared for her presentation? I'm not sure she spent much time working on it.
Trust me, she couldn't have been more prepared.
What does the man say about Sally? Number 4.
The amount of money we had to pay for these texts was way out of line.
I'll say.
What does the man mean? Number 4.
The amount of money we had to pay for these texts was way out of line.
I'll say.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
Do you think you should take a jacket to this baseball game?
Oh, I wasn't uncomfortable at the last game, and I didn't have a jacket with me then.
What does the woman imply? Number 5.
Do you think you should take a jacket to this baseball game?
Oh, I wasn't uncomfortable at the last game, and I didn't have a jacket with me then.
What does the woman imply?
That is the end of the listening section.